My Tea Break guest this afternoon, first of the autumn, is indeed Anne Cook. She is from the virtually brand new organisation From Fear to Friend, and they are busy doing an absolutely wonderful job. We're going to chat all about it for the next 10 minutes. And a very good afternoon to you, and welcome to Suzy 103.4.
Good afternoon, David.
I know we go back a long way, but we haven't seen one another for a long, long time, so it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
Now, let's pose the obvious question to get underway. What's From Fear to Friend all about?
From Fear to Friend is a new voluntary organisation which helps children overcome their fear of dogs. These children are not just scared, they are terrified of dogs. All the handlers and helpers and trainers give their time for free.
So, how come you're involved with this?
Well, my dogs are registered pets as therapy dogs, and a few years ago my husband and I were asked to work with a young man who had severe learning difficulties and was also cynophobic. Cynophobia is the fear of dogs. So we worked with him and we were absolutely amazed at the difference it made, and in fact in the end we had to stop him trying to go over to say hello to strange dogs so that he didn't get hurt. The Essex Dog Club has been working for over 20 years now with cynophobic children, and last year they started to do a study with psychiatrists. The psychiatrists work with them for 12 months, and at the end of that 12 months they said that the club could do what it took the psychiatrists to do. They could do it in 1 hour what it took them 3 months to do. So I saw this, they were advertising because they wanted to set up the scheme all over the country. I answered the advert, went over to Essex with my own two dogs, had them assessed, cynophobic assistance dogs, looked at the scheme, saw what they were doing, came back home, talked to my trainer from the Ethereum training group, Steph Page, and asked her, would she join me in starting up the group? And she said yes. So that's how Ethereum Training Group, new project From Fear to Friend started.
Is this the sort of thing that any old dog can do? What sort of dogs do you use?
Okay, no, the dogs are specially trained. Not only are the dogs specially trained, but also the handlers are specially trained. Both handlers and dogs have to pass a 28-point assessment to be accepted onto the scheme. Some of the handlers don't handle their own dogs. I mean, I have two dogs that are assessed, but because I'm taking the class as a trainer, I can't actually handle my dogs in the class. So we have other handlers who have been assessed who actually handle my dogs. They all go through the assessment, and in fact, some of the dogs, we've had a few dogs that haven't actually passed and gained a certificate, but as the children move on and get better and less scared, we can actually use those dogs on the sidelines. So the children don't actually come into contact with the dogs, but they will walk past the dogs.
So there's a fairly considerable amount of training. Is there any sort of limit to breeds, or are there any preferences for breeds?
No, we all use all sorts of breeds and all sizes of dogs. At present, we've got 10 dogs that are actually past the certificate. The dogs have to be pet friendly and also people friendly, and they have to be used to going on, take the unexpected things in their stride. Because obviously we don't want them suddenly jumping if the children scream.
Okay, well, we've talked a little bit about breeds of dog. What about size of children? What sort of age range do you work with?
The children are basically from 5 to 11. But obviously, if somebody came with a child that is a different age, we would look at the situation and accept it. And we often have children with brothers and sisters that come along, and we find that some of those are a little bit scared, so we help them at the same time.
And how many children have undertaken the early months of your course?
Well, we only started in May, and we have only done one course, which is 10 weeks, but it's over a 20-week period. So we've only had the first 9 children in. They, in fact, this week on Wednesday, last night, 6 of them gained their certificates. The other 3 have missed quite a bit, so they're still carrying on in the group.
Right, you are. And have you got a start date for a new session?
Yes, we have. The new session is the second week in October, and we have got 8 children on that group. And we've also got a waiting list of 4 other children for the next group.
That sounds as though things are working out very well. And you've got a really fairly high success rate there. That's a good return.
Absolutely fantastic to see these children, the difference it's made to their lives and their families' lives as well.
So what's the reason for such success, do you think?
Well, the classes are free and the handlers are marvellous with the children, as are the helpers. We couldn't do without them. But the real secret of our success is the children helpers. They aren't scared of dogs, and we bring them in to help the children that are scared. And they just seem to follow. They follow the children that aren't scared and they copy them. And they are brilliant, those children. They really work hard, and they're absolutely great with the children that are scared. So there are the thing that really causes the success for them.
Anything else to tell us about the way the course works in practical terms?
Yes, the course, it's on a Wednesday, and it's on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, which means that the children, if they are going to swimming or brownies or something like that, they only miss every other week, which gives them an incentive to come. The classes are for an hour. It's a 10-week course. I always say to the parents, they have to commit to between 6 and 10 weeks, because otherwise it's not really worth doing. But as I say, after the 9th week this time, for the first time, we were able to give out 6 certificates.
Are there any elements in the course, any exercises or other practical measures that have struck you as particularly effective?
It's really all down to the handlers. They work with the dogs, and the handlers talk to the children. The children are grooming the dogs, they're sitting on the floor with the dogs, they're walking the dogs on the lead, all sorts of things like that. So the handlers are helping them all the time, talking to them and taking their mind off the things. I mean, one thing we do say is, if you see a dog and you're walking along the street, count your footsteps, so the brain is thinking about counting rather than that the other dog is coming.
So we've talked about the duration of the course. We've established that it's a free course. Where does it all happen?
It all happens in Hawley, in a church hall. It's a large church hall with a big car park that we use. But when the children get to the stage where they're really not terribly frightened of the dogs anymore, we do actually try and make it into more like a lifelike scenario. And I have 2 paddocks at home, which is like sort of a big park. So we bring strange dogs in and the children play in the park. And the big thing as well with the children is, before the classes start, the first 15 minutes is spent playing together, and they relax with no dogs present. They play together and they get to know each other.
All sounds absolutely superb, and having known children myself who are frightened of dogs, and even in some cases cats, it's an absolutely laudable thing. You're offering it for free. Where's the funding come from?
Okay, well, to start off with, when we started up in May, I funded it myself. And Steph and I, the other trainer, we also went to dog clubs and gave training lessons for free, and those people gave us donations. And that is how we did start off for several months. But now we have been very, very lucky to receive some small donations, one from the Hawley Rotary Club and the other one for the community donors of the Community Foundation for Surrey. And that is enabling us to take the scheme forward into the new year. And it means that we have got some money to pay for the rent. And also the other big thing is the insurance. That's a very big amount which people don't think about.
And what about our listeners this afternoon? Now, we'll finish up with contact details in a moment, but what might prospective volunteers be able to contact you and offer?
Volunteers that have dogs, they've got to have dogs that are reliable, that like children, that the big thing is that they don't bark. There's lots of other things that they are not allowed to do, but I will train them up myself. As long as they don't bark, most of the things I can usually manage to get the dogs to do so that they are able to pass the assessments. But they must like other dogs, they mustn't bark, and obviously, it goes without saying, they must like children.
And are there things within the organisation that the dogless may be able to contribute?
Yes, if someone likes children and likes dogs, they can come along and they can be helpers if they want to. We've got a couple of people that are helpers. Their own dogs are not suitable to be used, but they come along every week. My husband being one of them, he helps put the mats out and puts them away. We have another lady who's got two dogs who aren't suitable, but she has worked in a brownie pack before, and she is fantastic with the children.
And what are those contact details?
Contact details. It's my own phone number, 01737 246 902. And they can go and have a look at us on Facebook, From Fear to Friend, and look at the Hawley bit. And if anybody's got a small dog or even a larger dog that they would think would be suitable, they can also contact me on that number.
Tell us why you've chosen Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Well, I was born in Liverpool. The Beatles are my favourite. And it says, Hey Jude, don't be afraid. And I thought that was quite relevant. And I'd like to donate it, if I may, please, to all my handlers, helpers and my children who come on the classes, both the helpers and the children that are actually scared.
Anne Cook, representing the organisation From Fear to Friend. It's been an absolute delight to chat with you this afternoon.
Thank you very much.